This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Microsoft and OpenAI have been sued yet again by the Chicago Tribune and New York Daily News. More on that coming up, but first, Ring makes a camera for pretty much every corner of your home, but, until now, has never gone near one with a motorized base. That changes today with the Ring Pan-Tilt indoor cam that, as the name implies, lets you spin the unit around 360 degrees to keep up with what's going on. The new unit has a tilt range of 169 degrees and offers color HD video no matter the lighting conditions. You'll get all of the usual features with a standard indoor cam, including motion alerts and two-walk-talk, plus the extras that come with a Ring subscription. Given the tendency for folks running Airbnbs to covertly film their guests, there's a built-in hardware kill switch. A mechanical shutter can be slid over the front of the camera, and Ring promises that both the video and audio feeds will be disabled until the cover is moved back. The company is also aware its usual range of colors, or lack of, might cramp your style if you're buying one for the living room. That's why this unit will be the first to launch in black and white, but also three new colors: blush, pink, charcoal, gray, and starlight, offish white. These new colors will also come to Ring's standard second-generation indoor camera in due time. The new Ring Pan-Tilt indoor camera is available for pre-order today for $80 and will begin shipping on May 30th. Find the latest news and reviews on this gadget and more at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
A group of publications that include the Chicago Tribune, New York Daily News, and the Orlando Sentinel are suing Microsoft and OpenAI, as reported by The Verge. The eight publications in this particular lawsuit, all owned by Alden Capital Group, ACG, are accusing the companies of purloining millions of their copyrighted articles without permission and without payment to fuel the commercialization of their generative artificial intelligence products, including ChatGPT and Copilot. This is but the latest lawsuit filed against Microsoft and OpenAI for their use of copyrighted materials without express consent from publishers. The New York Times also famously sued the companies late last year, alleging that they've used almost a century's worth of copyrighted content. Their products can regurgitate Times articles verbatim and can mimic its expressive style, the publication said, even though they didn't have a prior licensing agreement. In a motion seeking to dismiss key parts of the lawsuit, Microsoft accused the Times of doomsday futurology by claiming that generative AI can pose a threat to independent journalism. ACG's newspapers complain of the same thing, that the company's chatbots are reproducing their articles word for word shortly after they're published without a prominent link back to the sources. They included several examples in their complaint. In addition, the chatbots are apparently suffering from hallucinations and are attributing inaccurate reporting to ACG's publications. The publisher argued that the defendants pay for the computers, the specialized chips, and the electricity they use to build and operate their generative AI products. And yet, they're using copyrighted articles without permission and without paying for the privilege, even though they need content to train their large language models. The plaintiffs referenced OpenAI's previous admission that it would be impossible to train today's leading AI models without using copyrighted materials. OpenAI is no longer a nonprofit company, the plaintiff said, and is now valued at $90 billion. Meanwhile, ChatGPT and Copilot have added hundreds of billions of dollars to Microsoft's market value. The publications are seeking an unspecified amount in damages and are asking the court to order the defendant to destroy GPT and LLM models that use their materials. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Mariella Moon and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.